Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I so enjoy talking business. I so enjoy the concept, and I so enjoy talking to the business people. And business is about perception. It's about self-image. It's about how you think about yourself. It's about how you think about the people you work for. And many years ago, on the website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com, we did a blog post on Herb Tarlick. Herb Tarlick was the sales manager at WKRP in Cincinnati. WKRP in Cincinnati was a sitcom. You can still catch it on Hulu. You can see the episodes. And Herb was the typical stereotype of a salesperson. Absolutely incredibly bad taste in clothes, always hustling Jennifer, Lonnie Anderson, the receptionist, and always talking to the big guy, which was Gordon Jump. And he was always, always hyping the big guy about what he was going to do. And, you know, you just couldn't trust her because who knows what he would say. So that was the image that it created. Today, that's one of the most viewed, most read blog posts on the blog. There's over 400, maybe 500 blog posts there, and it's just the most read. So people have this image of sales, and it's not a correct image. And, you know, what you really want to do when you think about sales is you want to think about why you're selling. You know, and this is why you want to stop selling your customers. You don't want to push anything on your customers or clients that they don't want. You want to be relevant. You want to give them help. You want to give them things that are going to help them with their business, help them make a profit, make their life easier, take their stress away. Because if you do that, what happens is they're going to do business with you again and again and again and again because you're on their team. You're making their life better. You're making them profits. Why would they not want to do business? And if you go in to sell them something that they want, maybe they'll buy it once, but it'll take a lot of energy, a lot of work, and you'll never do business with them again. And the secret to business is repeat business. If you have repeat business, then that business comes in. It helps you pay your bills. You add on to it. You get more repeat business. Before you know, you're an incredible success because you've got all this repeat business. You're adding business for the business that you lose through no fault of your own because companies are bought. People do retire. People do go out of business. But think about this. What are you? Are you a salesperson? Are you a pusher? Are you the typical person that the American public thinks about as sales? Or are you an educator? What you really want to be is an educator. That's what you want. You want to educate your customers or clients. You want to show them the way. You want to explain to them what they need. You want to ask them first what they need. You want to get into a conversation about how may I help you? What do you need? What would make things better? What are you missing in your business? What knowledge do you need? Be there to educate them. Be there to help them. Don't be there just to push them into buying something that they don't want. When you do that, you are a true professional salesperson. You are not Herb Tarlick. This is Howard Lewinter. I wish you good sales today. But first, let's have good prospecting because sales comes from prospecting first, sales second, and then we go for the close. And you know what? If we educate people enough, we don't have to close. They'll say, well, great, this is what I want, and this is how many I want. When can we get started? That's what happens when you educate. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.